Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. This is Tyson Harley. Well, here we are, June 3rd, 2024. And to the extent a banana already should have been on our flag prior to June 1st or June or May 31st, whatever day it was, now it's about 100 times more appropriate for a banana to be on the U.S. flag. Of course, I'm talking about the Trump show trial. But don't believe me. Believe Alan Dershowitz. This is my point here. Okay, a lot of times you don't have to end up looking into something very much. As long as you can go look at who is a respected and unbiased observer. And in this case, you can say unbiased in that, if anything, he would be biased against Trump. He's a well-known progressive, but nonetheless considered more likely to be fair among progressives, among liberals, lawyer. This is a world-famous lawyer, Alan Dershowitz. So what does he say about the Trump trial? Well, let's see what he says about the Trump trial. We're now a day after the verdict. I've known criminal law. I've been involved in criminal law for 60 years. I still don't know what the crime is. Guys, that's all you need to know, that this has turned into nothing but political lawfare. Literally what banana republic dictators do. They use the system to terrorize, to distract, to discredit, to defame, to even imprison people who are a threat to their power. Now, whether or not idiot Biden is behind any of this directly is no matter. The point is obvious. If Alan Dershowitz, who's in his probably late 70s now, right? He said he's been around criminal law for 60 years, and he's been prominent for at least 30, if not 40 to 50. If he says, I don't know what the crime is, then what else do you need to know? Now, if you look at some of the other headlines, and I'm just going to make this pretty short, and we can comment off of it. Without reading the stories, I can tell you where some of this is going. Alan Dershowitz off the Daily Beast has quite a theory as to why Trump's verdict will stick. Also, no judge will overturn Donald Trump's conviction, Alan Dershowitz, Newsweek. Now, does Newsweek bother to highlight? I have no idea what the crime is. No, but this is what I've been pointing out to you. There is so much benefit of doubt. It's called, standard of review for something that has happened already in the legal system. That it is not the same thing as, are they crazy? There's no way I would have ruled this way. Once the ruling occurs, it is very hard. They don't tend to say, it's really a poor situation because it's how bad unconstitutional precedents get to stand. They say, well, I'm not going to try to discredit another judge. I'm not going to try to discredit another jury. I mean, it's got to be egregious if that's going to happen. And basically, standard of review, I say egregious. That's not the standard of review. It's not the terminology. But that's the general motivation behind the different standards of review. You don't review brand new. That's de novo. That's as if I was looking at it from the beginning, knowing constitutional law as I know it. And any judge that's an appeal judge does not review de novo almost ever. I think there might be slight cases, as though I'm seeing this for the first time and no one else has looked at it. Instead, they look for procedural issues. And they also give an incredible benefit of the doubt to the initial reviewer, whether that's a previous appellate court or whether that's a jury, or whether it's the activities of the judge during the jury. And because of that, when he says no judge will overturn Donald Trump's conviction, as Newsweek puts it and spins it, as opposed to him going, I have no idea what the crime is, that's what he's leaning to. He's leaning to a basic constitutional law principle that you don't overturn even regulatory judges very easily. You assume it's correct, and then you basically turn a blind eye towards much of the review. The appellate lawyers really have to have their act together. And even then, if they have their act together and point to the exact issue of, you know, incorrect process, incorrect ruling, the appellate judges will still go, I'm going to tend to let it stand, because that's what constitutional law is. To me, it's a mistake in constitutional law. At some point, when it gets to a certain level of egregiousness, violation of the Constitution, there should be some kind of a standard that says, well, yes, but this is so obviously beyond the pale that I will look at this de novo. And instead, what you see is a slight scolding. You'll see dissenting judges go, well, I don't agree. This is pretty horrific. And then you'll see, well, this was not good, but. That's what you'll see. You'll see a slight scolding. This was does not great. Does not look great, but we do not review de novo. We review with a great level of, right now the terms are not off in my head. I went to law school, but it's been a while, right? Based on the different situations, you have to have basically any kind of a possible rational basis, and that might be the lowest. Is there any rational basis? This is to look at specifically executive law. Executive branch actions, and very similarly with previous court actions. I'm not saying it's rational basis here, but I am saying that they don't look at this brand new. So if somebody just slopped together some word salad to say this is why I got here, no matter how horrific that word salad actually is, there's a great tendency to just let it stand. So, yeah. Fox News says Alan Dershowitz rips, quote, tyrant judge for outrageous rulings in Trump trial. Never seen a spectacle like this. Alan Dershowitz rips NBC's complete total story on his friendly chat with CNN reporter in Trump courtroom. Dershowitz makes huge prediction for Trump case. He claims to know exactly what will happen next. Trump conviction will kick off, quote, war of weaponization of U.S. justice system, warns Alan Dershowitz 2 days ago. But yet he also says he believes this is, you know, here's why it will stick, what I just told you. And so this is the issue. The United States Republic, and I can't remember if Dershowitz said this or the other, it is the end of the most fair justice system in the world. It's done. It's over. They trumped up charges, no pun intended. A 60-year constitutional law professor says, I don't even know what crime he committed. Now, if I looked into the details, I don't always look into the details. I'm suspicious. And then I go, well, could there be some basis? Maybe, but I haven't looked yet. But Alan Dershowitz is in it to win it. Okay? He's obviously looked into it. And he has no idea what crime was committed. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for me. Thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. And catch me over on Kamology 411.